section 2, the inner characteristics of prayer, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew, 21st chapter, 22nd verse. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11, chapter 24th verse. 1. Faith and steadfastness. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18th chapter 1st verse. Continue instant in prayer. Romans 12th chapter 12th verse. In prayer, the most important thing which one must immediately ensure is present is life, clear-sighted faith in the Lord. Represent Him vividly before you and within yourself as well. And then, whatever it is that you wish, ask for the sake of Christ Jesus in the Holy Spirit, and you shall have it. Ask simply, unabashedly, and then your God will be everything to you, instantaneously accomplishing great and wondrous works, just as the sign of the cross powerfully works great feasts. St. John of Kronstadt. In asking for those things which are worthy of God, do not cease asking until you receive them. The Lord encouraged such importunity when He spoke the parable of the man who, through his persistence, obtained bread from his friend at midnight. Luke 11, chapter 15th verse. Saint Basil the Great. And so ask God persistently in all matters which concern your salvation and progress in goodness, and you will unfailingly receive them. But at the same time, know that you must also on your part do everything within your power, calling out to God to help you, that He be your helper. For if someone, because of lack of steadfastness, gives himself over to lust, contrary to the commandments, then God does not help him and does not hearken to his prayer. For such an one had beforehand made himself a stranger to God through sin. Whether we receive that for which we ask or do not receive, let us continue to pray. And let us not be thankful only when we receive, but even when we do not receive. For to not receive when God wishes it that way, it is not a lesser blessing than receiving. For we do not know what is beneficial for us the way that God knows. This is why receiving and not receiving should both be considered equal blessings, and for the one and for the other we must thank God. St. John Chrysostom. Having spent much time praying and not seeking its fruits, do not say, I have gained nothing, for to be in prayer is already gain, and what benefit can be higher than this? Than to cleave to the Lord and to remain endlessly in union with Him. St. John Climacus. Concerning the fulfillment of that which you ask from God in prayer, believe that as easy it is for you to say the words, so for the Lord it is easy and incomparably easier to fulfill each of your words. And if there is a word, then there is a deed. For with the Lord there is not a word without a deed. And according to His word, not one word returns empty to Him. Remember, constantly in prayer that God is existent. Everything proceeds from Him. Thoughts concerning anything, words concerning anything, and works and all else. For He is most wise, all powerful, most beneficent. St. John of Kronstadt, no matter how many times I prayed with faith, God always heard me and fulfilled my prayers. During prayer, there are at times moments of deadly darkness and oppression in the heart, which occur because of the unbelief of the heart. Unbelief equals darkness. Do not grow discouraged during these moments, but remember that if the divine light has been cut short in you, it nevertheless shines always in its entire brilliance and grandeur in God, in God's church, heavenly and earthly, as well as in the material world, in which He ever-present power, His ever-present power and divinity are visible. Romans 1st, chapter 20th, verse. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11, chapter 24th, verse. The Lord announced, and that is why, having cast off all doubt and duplicity of soul, persistently stay by the Lord through prayer, for He commanded that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18, chapter 1st, verse. That is to say, to now, not because despondent, because of the hardship of prayer, which especially in the beginning is burdensome, unbearable for the mind, which is accustomed to wandering about everywhere. Bishop Ignatius. Prayer, like a conversation with God, and in and of itself, is a great blessing, often greater than what the person is requesting in prayer, and the merciful God, by not granting the request, lets the petitioner remain in prayer so that he should not lose it, not abandon his superior blessing after receiving the good things he requested, which is much inferior. We often ask God for things that are harmful to us and contrary to His holy will, just as small children do when they don't want to come when called and ask their mothers to let them skip their bath, which is so beneficial for them. Likewise do those who ask God for deliverance from their cross, sorrow, illness, and other troubles, not knowing that it is far more beneficial for them to be under hardship than in a state of well-being. A physician knows what is harmful and what is beneficial for the infirm, and often the infirm one requests ice instead of medicine, but the wise physician will not give it. Before God, we are like the infirm, like infants, who do not know what is good for us, and often we ask for that which may bring us spiritual death, with which God, as the merciful Father and the source of good providence, does not wish, and therefore does not wish to give His sons a stone instead of bread, a serpent instead of a fish, or a scorpion instead of an egg. Luke 11th chapter 11th words. Therefore, one must always ask for temporary benefits thus. Lord, if it be pleasing to Thy holy will and to my benefit, grant that which I desire, and if not, then let Thy will be done. The Son of God showed us an example of this when He prayed to His heavenly Father thus, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I, but as Thou wilt. Matthew 26, chapter 39, words. St. Tichon of Zadonsk. Much speaking, vain repetitions. Matthew 6, chapters 7 to 8 verses. Condemned by the Lord in the prayers of the pagans, involve a multitude of petitions for the temporary benefits, which are abundant in pagan prayers in their ornate oratory format of composition. According to the explanation of Blessed Fyabakht, the Bulgarian, as if rhetorical decorativeness, material resonance, the power of verse could precisely act upon God, as they do upon the hearing of the nerves and the corporal humans. In condemning this much speaking, the Lord, however, did not condemn lengthy prayer as some heretical persons interpreted. He himself sanctified lengthy prayers and spent much time in prayer and continued all night in prayer to God. Luke 6, chapter 12, verse. The Gospel relates concerning the Lord, Bishop Ignatius, hastened to pray, thirst for the salvation of the soul, hasten to follow the Savior who is accompanied by his innumerable disciples. Call to him from behind like the Canaanite woman, Matthew 15, chapter 22nd word. Do not be embittered by his lengthy inattention. Endure it magnanimously and humbly. Grieve also over the humiliation which he will permit you on the prayerful life. For success in prayer, one absolutely needs aid to deal with temptation, according to your faith, for your humility, for your persistent prayer. He will comfort you by the healing of your demon-possessed activity of the passions, your daughter, through the healing of your thoughts and senses, having transformed them from passionate to dispassionate, from sinful to holy, from bodily to spiritual. Amen.